Hi, welcome back to Learnovative Agile and Scrum Jingles. My name is Vijay Bandaru. I'm a certified Scrum trainer and certified enterprise coach and team coach. In this episode, we're going to discuss about Agile software development, the history of Agile. So if you are aged between 30 and 40, you must be very familiar about waterfall approach, waterfall methodology, which was created in 1970 by Winston Royce. And it was active pretty much 1970 until 2000. The way waterfall works is, it is a phase-driven approach. It starts with requirements analysis, where all the requirements from the customer will be collected and analyzed, and you create some documentation, like software requirement specification document. And then you move to the next phase, which is design, where you will create architecture, high-level design document, low-level design document, database architecture, ER diagrams. And then you move to the coding phase, where you will implement all the requirements, and then you will hand over the untested code to the testers. They will do the functional testing and other types of testing. And they finally call the customer for the user acceptance test. If everything goes well in the user acceptance test, that is when the software will be deployed into the customer's environment. But this way of developing software has some drawbacks, like long waiting time to realize the value, poor customer involvement during the project, lack of flexibility to introduce the changes in between during the project, cost of change is extremely high, poor transparency to the customer towards the progress of the project, the final result may not meet the customer expectations. It's more of a focus on output rather than outcome, and it's a plan-driven approach. Keeping these drawbacks and challenges of waterfall, in 2001, February 11th to 13th, there were 17 people assembled in Salt Lake City, Utah, United States of America. So their objective is to create a better way of software comparing to the waterfall approach. That is when they have created Agile. Agile is all about a mindset which is flexible, open, responding to change, which always focuses on deliver value to the customer frequently and consistently, while understanding the unpredictabilities or uncertainties coming on the way, and by being responding to change. That is why Agile is called as a mindset. Agile is not a process or a methodology or a framework. Agile is a mindset. So in that meeting, February 11th to 13, 2001, all these 17 people called as Agile Alliance, they have created Agile Manifesto, which consists of 4 values and 12 principles. And if everybody in the organization follows these 4 values and 12 principles continuously, indefinitely, it creates the Agile mindset, and they will be able to create software, better software, which will help you to have frequent and continuous delivery to the customer, value delivery, so that it helps the customer to understand whether the product is coming in the right way or not. And it also creates a high degree of involvement to the customers throughout the product. And it also creates flexibility in terms of introducing the changes, because Agile approach is all about iterative and incremental way of developing software. And the cost of change is also under control compared to the waterfall, because every now and then you will show the working software to the customers and take their feedback to improve the product further. And customers will have a high degree of transparency, because almost throughout the product development, they will be very often and frequently involved during the product development. Final result may not make the customer surprised, because they will be seeing the product all the way coming into the life. And it's a outcome focus approach rather than output focus approach, and it's more of a value driven approach rather than plan driven approach. So in any organization, if they want to be agile, the 4 values and 12 principles of Agile Manifesto, which will help to create that agile mindset in the individuals and the organizations, and which will help them to deliver better software to their customers. In the upcoming episodes, we will be discussing more about in detail these 4 values and 12 principles. So stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. on the detailed discussion about Agile Manifesto 4 values and 12 principles. Thank you so much.